Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. I'm so glad that you're all here with us today. We are still away. We're still visiting family in Canada. One more week, less than a week to go. And I just got a new microphone, so let me know how it sounds, you know, for you guys. So hopefully it's much better than what I had before. And I apologize for hurting your ears. I apologize. I didn't know, you know, because I didn't listen to myself. And I, you know, I don't normally go back and listen to my shows, but once in a while I have, and I didn't hear it. So maybe at that moment it wasn't bad, but anyways, it's all good. So I'm so excited that we're all here together today. And thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. And today, my good friend, Dr. Monique is here, and we're going to be talking about ancestral story clearing, releasing poverty stories from your life and lineage. And I know that this is a hot topic for a lot of you. And, you know, to be honest, I had thought in the past that I had the story running too, right? But I'm not sure. So we're going to talk about that. If it actually is, or if it's not, or if it's not, you know, we'll see. So for those of you who don't know Dr. Monique, she's been with us before on the show a couple of times. And I'm so glad she's back with us again. And she helps you to transform your emotional pain and clear your ancestral karmic stories. And with guidance from your ancestors, Dr. Monique zeroes in on the karmic stories passed down from your ancestors that are embedded in your DNA and creating blocks in your life. Whew. So with more than 20 years of channeling divine wisdom and ancestral story clearing and healing, Dr. Monique's passion and purpose are to help people who are struggling with unconscious blocks and issues ranging from money, career, and soul purpose to relationships and loneliness and poor health. Dr. Monique is a spiritual teacher who provides you with a spiritual gateway to the healing wisdom and guidance of your ancestors and spirit guides. And using ceremonies, ancestral story clearing, meditation, and guided meditations, she helps you to connect with your ancestors to help you live your soul story in this incarnation. So today, some of the stuff that we're going to talk about are how your ancestors' stories might be disrupting your happiness, how ancestral stories of poverty, shame, and violence are impacting your finances and abundance, why spiritual practices, meditation, the secrets, and energy healing aren't helping you with the transformation you desire, how ancestral story clearing can help you release old wounds that are blocking your success, why you can't seem to manifest career opportunities or clients for your business, all these questions, and how your ancestors can support you with living your soul's purpose, and so much more. We're also going to be doing Q&A, and Dr. Monique is going to be doing some messages for you as well. So I'm so excited, and we're going to get right into it. So Dr. Monique, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back, and I'm glad we get to do video now. I get to see you.
Right? Is this fun?
Yes.
So I'm so excited, and I know that people will have questions. So for those of you who would like to, you can, and if you know how, raise your hand. Just there's a button you press. I think if you're on the phone, it's on your name or something. Anyways, figure it out. So you can raise your hand, or later on, or you can type in the chat, or you can, you know, when we get to the question and answer time, if you feel brave, you can just unmute yourself, and we'll go from there. Okay, if you're having a hard time finding out how to raise your hand, you can tell this is an obstacle for me, because I don't know. I've never done it on my phone, so I don't know. All right, so Dr. Monique, this is so exciting, because this is a topic or a theme I think that is really can be relevant for a lot of people. And yes, people might be wondering, why is nothing working? And they may not know about their ancestors and their stories and how they may be affecting them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, our ancestors, their traumas, their wounds are embedded in our DNA. So if they experienced poverty, then we are carrying a poverty story. If they experienced shame, or if they experienced a significant amount of violence, let's say they experienced war, that creates this story that is passed down from generation to generation to generation, sometimes unconsciously. And so what we're doing is we're carrying that story with us, and then it plays out in every decision we make, every situation that we're experiencing. that story begins to play out in each of us in a very different way. And so we can go back 14 generations and really see where we're pulling those stories forward. And so it's quite interesting to talk to people who do know their family history and will say to me, well, you know, I had a grandfather that lost all of the family money, you know, four generations back. And ever since then, my family's been struggling with money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can clearly see the pattern. What I love about the work that I do is that I'm able to actually connect with a person's ancestors to understand where the story originated. So there's what we call nine karmic stories that we look at. And I'm able to determine which of the nine stories are actually showing up in a person's life now. And then we work with that particular ancestor to clear that story. So we clear the story from the lineage. And not only does it help you, the person who's doing the work, it also helps future generations and all of the people in the current generation. So it's a gift that you give to your family when you decide that you want to actually do this work. So that's a little bit about it. And it's really taking a look, like I said, back into your lineage. Where are these stories showing up? And then us doing some clearing and some forgiveness work with the ancestors to begin to release those stories so that you can move forward free of these karmic stories that might be impacting. Of course, we're talking about poverty in this particular, or prosperity mm-hmm. in this particular session, but we can really look at it and see, why is that showing up? Why is that impacting you? How is it impacting you? And what do we need to do to clear it? So it's really powerful.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, when we are healing and clearing and working, we know that we're working on our current stuff. We know that we're working on our future generations. And we know that we're working on our ancestral lineage as well. But how, you know, how is it really helping them? Like is it really helping them? I mean, I know logically, and I get it, you know, but it's like, sometimes it's hard to wrap our head around. It's like, they're already gone. You know, it's like, right. What do they need help with, right? But yes. it does help them too, because, you know, although in that one lifetime or whatever they may have struggled, they're still simultaneously living other lifetimes too. So that might affect their other multidimensional lives, right?
Right. Well, and the thing is if we support them in their healing, mm-hmm. then they can actually ascend into being more of a master guide for us. And we help them clear these stories, these wounds, these traumas that they may have experienced. And that allows them to elevate into a more peaceful existence. You know, I kind of liken it to, you know, someone tossing and turning in bed, and they're worried about this and worried about that. And then finally it's released and they're able to sleep peacefully. And that's sort of what happens with the ancestors. They're tossing, turning, these issues are coming up. They're not able to support us. It actually really magnifies these stories and these traumas when they haven't cleared them themselves. And so it just continues to pass from generation to generation. So by us helping them heal and release them, we're helping ourselves, but we're also helping them so that they can now elevate to the level that they really are supposed to be at. And they're supposed to be able to help us. They want to be able to help us. They want to be able to support us on our journey. And we give them that gift by helping them to heal from the wounds and the traumas that they've experienced. Once they become elevated, now we can call upon them to help us with our stuff, if you will, with our traumas, with our difficulties that we're having.
So let's take a practical example, right? So let's say I don't even know who my ancestors were. You know, perhaps I'm adopted. I don't even know who my birth parents are, my birth family is, you know. So, you know, what do you do then? Because, you know, you don't know your ancestral lineage. You don't know your heritage. You don't know any of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's some good things about that too, in that if you're adopted, not only do you have these amazing ancestors from your adopted family, but you also have the ancestors from your birth family, right? And so you don't necessarily have to know who they are to know that they exist. So we know that there was a mother and a father, and there was a grandmother and a grandfather. And, you know, we can go back. We know that they exist. Mm-hmm. We don't need to know their names. We don't need to know their experiences. We just need to know they exist. And once we have an idea that they exist and we understand maybe where ethnically we are, you know, where did we come from? Where did our people originate? We can look at the history of those areas and get an understanding of what happened historically. Was there war? Was there famine? Was there, you know, did the Holocaust exist for your family lineage? Were there people enslaved in your family? Were there people who, you know, lived in extreme poverty in your family lineage going back 12, 13, 14 generations ago? So historically, what happened to your people? Mm-hmm. And that gives us a basis of understanding what some of the karmic stories may be as well. And then what I'm able to do is I'm able to connect with those ancestors. You don't have to know them. They will come forward for me and help me connect with them to discover what the story is, and then help to clear that story, and then help to how to call them in to be a part of your guidance into the future. And that's the beauty of it, because once they share that with me, then I share that with the client and say, okay, well, they want you to cook soups. I mean, as crazy as that, you know, they want you to prepare soup, and they may even tell me what kind of soup they want you to prepare. You sit with that soup and suddenly ideas and messages and information and healing begins to take place. They may want you to go to the beach. They may want you to light a fire. They may want you to do a particular meditation, but they'll share with me what they want you to do to have a better connection with them so that you can receive guidance and support from them on your journey. So you don't have to have specific names and specific stories of, you know, of your ancestors in order for us to do this work. Mm-hmm. Now, there are people who know their family lineage, who have done their family history research. My mom and my aunt did our family history research over about a 10-year period and wrote a beautiful book, and there's beautiful stories in there, and that's been really helpful for the work that I do. It's but ridiculous. You don't have to have that. You know, you don't have to have that information in order for you to be able to receive mm-hmm. the benefits of ancestral story clearing work.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, there are people who have those types of questions. So I want to bring that up right at the beginning, because like, absolutely. Yeah, it matter.
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, people do all the time. I get that question a lot, you know, because a lot of people don't have the histories of their family. Even if they haven't been adopted, they may not know much about their families. I have worked with a number of people who never had those conversations with their parents about who their grandparents were or their great grandparents were. So they really don't have a whole lot of information, but it mm-hmm. doesn't impact the benefit of doing the ancestral storytelling work.
So how can, you know, how can, let's say, my great, 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 great grandfather was robbed or never had money or whatever. Let's say there's some story happening that I don't even know what the story is, right? It doesn't matter. So how is that affecting me now?
So the way that may be affecting you now is it could be keeping you locked in poverty. It could be a situation where, yes, money does flow to you, but then it actually flows away from you very rapidly.
Because it's in my DNA, right? That's why.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You could be attracting people to you. Let's say you're a business owner and you have a poverty stories within your family, or a story or multiple stories within your family lineage. You may be continuously attracting people who don't have the money to pay for your services. Or they may have the money to pay for your services, but for whatever reason, they're not willing to utilize their funds to pay for your services. Mm-hmm. Then there's oftentimes a story in there somewhere in your lineage, and possibly theirs as well, but in your lineage, there's a story of poverty that needs to be cleared in order for you to open up the flow of abundance to you. And so that may be how it's playing out for, say, someone that's in business. And for some people, you can see the passing down of the story just by how people live. You know, they've lived in poverty and they continue to live in poverty, and the next generation lives in poverty, and the next generation lives in poverty. And then maybe the next generation has an option to not live in poverty, but that's what's comfortable because that's what's been passed down. That's what they know. Mm-hmm. That's what they've experienced. That's what's embedded in their DNA. And when we're able to clear that story, then what that allows us to do is open them up to new opportunities and experiences. And what I've seen is that in that particular situation, people begin to go, wow, okay, so I really can do the things that I want to do. I really can fulfill my purpose. I can learn what it is and then make some choices about it. And so it ends up being a really great opportunity for people to come out of that poverty situation and begin to look at all the different ways that they can have abundance and prosperity in their lives.
Awesome. So, thank you. And so, you know, all that to say that even if, you know, your ancestors experienced lack, if your ancestors experienced poverty, and even if you might be experiencing something like that, there is a way through it. You don't have to stay there. There is a way to go beyond that, right? And you can raise your set point of where you are, because sometimes we have this level, like we can't go past this level for whatever reason, because it's what we're used to. That's all it really is, isn't it? It's what we're used to.
Mm-hmm. Right? And it may not be, you know, poverty, the definition of poverty is different for different people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we have our, you know, the overall definition that people use.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about a lack of prosperity or a lack of abundance, that can be different for different people. So you may be doing, you know, feeling like you are experiencing a lack, while others may look at you and go, oh my goodness, you know, she's doing really well. She's real successful. And like you said, but you've hit this set point and you're having a hard time moving past that set point. And there's things that you want to do. Now, also, it's not just about money. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about the poverty, it could be a lack of opportunity that we're experiencing. So I've had clients who are looking for new job opportunities.
Right.
And there just aren't that many job opportunities that are flowing to them. Well, we look back and we start investigating what's happening within their family lineage, and we find that there's some issues around employment and that have created, you know, a poverty situation and a lack of a flow of opportunities coming in. And we're able to clear that story. And I've literally helped people clear that story. And within 2 or 3 days, they start getting requests to come and interview.
Nice.
So it happens pretty, for some people it happens very quickly. For other people, it takes a little bit of time. So I don't want to say everybody within 3 days, your whole life is going to change. That would be,
but it's possible.
I'm not offering that, but it's possible. It's very possible. And it will change at some point, but it's very possible that it can change very rapidly.
So why, you know, well, I do a lot of energy work and energy clearing and energy healing and all that wonderful stuff. So why is some of that not working for people who would like to, you know, change their lives and create a different life for themselves?
Right. And so for some people, it may be working, but it's not working to the level that it could possibly work. Mm-hmm. And because anything that we do, that we set the intention that this is going to be something that will heal us, will help us, will move us forward. Anything that we set the intention around, there is some movement, there is some shifting that takes place. However, sometimes it doesn't move as rapidly, or it doesn't move as deeply, and the transformation doesn't occur because we're holding on to these karmic stories from our ancestors. And until we clear those karmic stories, sometimes these other ways of doing these healings and even the law of attraction may get bundled up because we're still dealing with these karmic stories that need to be released. And so that's how it really kind of plays out. And I also want to share, okay, so I work with my clients and I actually connect with their ancestors, but I also teach people how to do that connection on their own and how to do those clearings on their own, because I don't want people to be completely dependent upon me and have to come to me for all of it. When the story is really deep and it's been through many, many, you know, multiple generations, then oftentimes you need a professional, you need someone to help you release that. But there's some stories that are we're holding on to because we don't necessarily have all nine of the karmic stories playing out, you know, heavily in our lives. But there may be a few that are not as deep, that are not impacting us as much, but there is some impact that's taking place. Then people can learn how to clear those stories on their own. And they don't have to rely on me.
Right. Yeah. I'm all about empowerment, right?
Right.
How can we empower the listeners to do some of the work on their own, right?
Right. That's off. I mean, I definitely think that's important.
Yeah.
That's why I also teach people how to connect your ancestors and receive their guidance and not have to rely on a spiritual reader or someone else to go and make that connection. We get that daily connection. We all have the ability. I teach various ways that people can have that connection and which way will work for them. And the ancestors will often tell me, okay, I want them to do automatic writing and that's how they'll connect, or in their dreams, or while they're walking, or over soup. Like I have two that are sisters and they wanted them to prepare soup. And so they have this thing where they do this soup kitchen and then they, you know, the soups and put them in containers and then they give them out to different family members and different people in the community. And they find that there's a tremendous amount of healing that takes place for them and some shifting that's happened in their lives.
Absolutely. There are many ways. Me,
you know, that information. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
Good. And so, so, you know, when it comes to, I'll be honest, I've never really called on my ancestors for anything, you know. They've come through from time to time in different readings and so on, but I've never myself called on them for anything, you know, because I have a whole, like a huge team anyways to begin with. But how can our ancestors help us to, you know, live our soul purpose, help us to create a life that we desire when, you know, life is so different now than it was for them?
Yes, absolutely. Well, they actually can, well, so for one, many of the ancestors were not able to live the lives that they really wanted to live in their time. And so we're in a new time where they're able to see what we're doing and see that we're able to do some of the things that they weren't able to do. And they're excited. They want to be a part of that. They want to share that. They want to provide guidance. They're looking at us from the spirit world so they can see what's in front of us. They can see what happened in the past. They can see where we're moving towards. They can see some of the roadblocks, some of the challenges, some of the issues that may be coming up and help us work around through over them. And so that's how they become a real asset for us, even if they've lived in a totally different time. And I call, I have a collective of grandmothers that work with me. My umas is what I call them, from multiple generations. And the umas are able to really kind of see where I may need some support as a woman, where I may need support as a woman doing this work. And so they'll often come in with this very feminine, beautiful energy that also comes with this strength and this power and this resilience. And so when there's times when I'm feeling a little beat up, they come through with this resilient energy, supporting me in, you know, getting back up and here's the guidance, here's the information that you need. So they come through in various ways and can help you even if you live in a totally different time frame. I have healing ancestors that were healers in Africa. And when I'm doing healing work, I'll often call upon them and say, okay, I'm doing this work and I need support. And they'll come through and they'll support me and they'll give me guidance and information. In fact, whenever I sit down to work with a client, there's a group of ancestors that I have conversation with and connect with prior to working with a client to receive additional information that I may need and determine which ancestors of my own I need to call on in order to help me connect better with their ancestors. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. So did you, you know, are there a bunch of ancestors with you today to help support you in this call?
Always. They're always. They're always with me. I mean, you know, there's times when I'm like, okay, I can't really take, you know, I'm driving down the street and, you know, this idea. And I'm like, we can't have that conversation right now.
Later.
Yes,
later.
They're always with me. Yeah, later, you know. They're always with me. They're always providing information. I always connect with them before I do any of these calls, before I work with the clients, just like I said, and ask those that need to come through to come through. And to connect me with the people that will be asking questions and support them in the ways that, you know, any way possible.
Awesome. So, does anybody have questions about the actual process or about, so not necessarily a message for you right now. I just want to see if anybody has any questions about connecting to your ancestors or the ancestral story clearing. Does anybody have any questions about that? Because I know, Maria, I know your question is going to be like a personal question, which is fine. We're going to do that in a little bit. I just want to make sure people have a good understanding of what we're talking about right now. You know, I mean, I do. I'm trying to, you know, but my main thing has always been, you know, let's say I connect with them, but I, you know, I call on them, I connect with them, but I'm not getting the message or I'm not feeling the connection or I'm not, you know, like they're not talking to me. A lot of people, that's their thing. It's like, they're not talking to me, but they're always talking, but I can't hear them. I'm not getting it. Right.
And I say, like with any relationship, you have to build the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time, regular communication, whether regular honoring of the ancestors. One of the first things I have people do when they start working with the ancestors, you create an altar in their home, whether mm-hmm. it's a huge altar or just a small altar, but create an altar somewhere in the home that allows them to honor the ancestors and give offerings to the ancestors, which is always important to give offerings to the ancestors. And by giving the offerings to the ancestors, you're inviting them to be a part of your life. You're inviting them to come in. You're working to create this vibrational match where you can receive their guidance and they can hear you. Usually they will hear you before you actually hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just say, you know, I have this challenge, I have this problem, I need your help, I need your support, and I can't hear you, will you bring me some kind of a sign, some information that will help me understand what you are wanting to share with me? Some way, somehow, they will get that information to you. They may get it to you through a dream. They may get it to you. You may be standing in the grocery store looking at the magazines
yeah.
on the rack, and it'll hit you.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be one word or a phrase, and you're like, oh, and that's them coming through and providing you with information. So you don't necessarily always get this booming voice. You know, a lot of times people are saying, I want, you know, this voice that comes through. You don't always get the voice. Sometimes you get messages, and the messages will come through. But it takes practice and it takes time, and you're building a relationship. I encourage people to set aside a time every day to connect with their ancestors. That doesn't mean that you have to do it for 2 hours or an hour. It doesn't mean that you have to sit in silence for, you know, a whole day. It just means pick, if you're going to do it in the morning, do it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a moment to have that connection to, if you have an altar, do an offering on the altar. And
what does an offering look like? Sorry.
Yeah, no, an offering can look like pretty much anything. So an offering can be, let's say you know of an ancestor that liked chocolate. It could be putting some pieces of chocolate on the altar and offering chocolate to the ancestors. It could be offering water. It could be lighting a candle on your altar. It can be, in my case, my father loved coconut. So I'm often bringing different coconut things to the altar to share with him. I have ancestors that, you know, a lot of ancestors kind of love adult beverages. Mm-hmm. The spirits. Mm-hmm. So I have a bottle of brandy that's on my altar as an offering. So pretty much anything that you want to bring to the altar. I know at like during the holidays, there's different desserts that some of my ancestors liked. So I'll bring those desserts and I'll place a little small you know, amount of the dessert on my altar. So oftentimes it's food things, but it can also be flowers. It can be, you know, anything that comes from nature that you might want to add to your altar. So there's different ways that you can create create offerings, and just make it creative, make it your own, make it fun, because whatever you offer the ancestors, they're going to enjoy it. And because you're acknowledging them,
yeah,
and you're respecting them and you're welcoming them into your life and into your home. Yeah. And I also say, a lot of times people say, well, what do I do to create an altar? You know, your altar can be elaborate or it can be small. I have one lady that has had some challenges in having a stable home. So she has her altar in a box that she just takes with her when she has to relocate.
Right.
You can have your altar as big or small as you want, but your altar can include as simple as a candle and a glass of water and a photo if you have one of an ancestor, but you don't have to have one.
Mm-hmm.
You can put something that, you know, I have a grandmother that loved lace. So I have a little lace doily on my altar. So it can be anything that represents to you ancestors.
Right.
That you can place on your altar. And like I said, big or small, you can have multiple altars. I have several altars in my home. I have some small ones. I have some larger ones that are in different rooms in my home. So you can pick and choose. You can put crystals on there if you want to add some crystals to the altar. But there's just different ways that you can create your altar.
So that basically recognizing them, acknowledging them, creating a connection with them.
Yes.
Right? And communicating with them.
Yes. Talk to them.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Talk out loud.
Exactly. Pray talk out
them.
Loud.
Invite them. If you're a praying person, invite them to pray with you. Talk to them out loud. Talk to them silently. Just as if they were in your physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
Have that conversation with them. The other thing that I want to add too is sometimes people will say, well, I really didn't like my ancestors, you know, or I didn't like my grandmother. She wasn't nice. What I usually tell people is don't connect with the ancestors that you had real issues with when you first start connecting with the ancestors. Connect with the ones that were loving and kind, or the ones that you never did actually meet.
Yeah.
You know, go to the great, 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 you know, five generations back grandmother and connect with her, as opposed to connecting with the most recent one that maybe you didn't have a connection with, or you had some negative experience with.
Right.
You don't want to connect with those right away. Connect with the more positive, loving, and kind ancestors and bring them forward and invite them to be a part of your life.
So I think some people have some questions.
Oh, great. Okay. Fabulous.
So I'm just going to go back upwards for a second. I see this one phone number keeps unmuting, so I'm going to go ahead and go for you now. Phone number ending in 9283. Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for accepting my question. My father's side is German. My mother's is Norwegian. But for whatever reason, I am now in North Carolina. I felt drawn to this area, and I'm feeling like I need to be clearing the ancestry in the Appalachian area. Does that make any sense?
Okay. And what is, there's a reason why you're feeling it. So what, tell me a little bit more about why you're feeling that connection to that area.
Synchronistic. I came down to the Black Mountain area to do a symposium on herbalism. And I just kind of like fell in love with the area. I'm now here for 13 years. And I'm definitely in that lack area now. but again, I'm feeling like it's almost like it was home, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I also, like I said, I get this sense that for whatever reason, that's part of my soul journey, is to assist in this area in clearing that lack. But, so, you know, it. From an ancestor's point, it doesn't make sense.
So what I'm getting for you around this is that it isn't as much about the ancestral piece as it is they're wanting you to be in that space because that's the space where they can communicate with you the best. That's the area
where they being my ancestors?
Yes, that your ancestors will be able to work through you to provide some of the healing work that they weren't able to do within their lifetimes. And that is one of the places that you're being called to be a part of. So part of it is that you're being called to do the work there as a part of your soul's calling. Your ancestors are excited because it's work that they wanted to do, then they weren't able to do, and now they're able to work with you. So invite them to be a part of your work there. Let them come through. Let them be a part of supporting you and helping you. And through that, you'll also begin to see where some of their karmic stories, because you're talking about lack, if you're being drawn to helping people with some of their issues of lack, then what you're experiencing is probably some ancestral stories around that for yourself. Have you noticed that within your own lineage?
Well, both my parents are passed at this point. so neither of them really wanted to talk, like you said before, about their past.
Yeah.
So we never really got much of a historical storyline. And they're from Minnesota, but I was raised in Pennsylvania, so I really don't have any connection with their family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I would say that for you at this point, there's some shame, poverty story of shame that is coming up six generations back on your father's side. And that story has been playing out through the lineage. On your father's side, it occurred when there was a large sum of money that was lost as basically a result of your responsibility. And so that ancestor lived in complete shame for many years, and so did their children. And so that karmic story of shame has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And when that happens, shame can create a level of lack as well. And so that's where that story is showing up for you. That's where it's coming through for you. So some forgiveness work with that ancestor would be really helpful, and doing some clearing work with that ancestor would really do some shifting. But overall, I'm getting that your soul is being called to be in that area.
Okay.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the ancestors, but it also gives you an opportunity to do your own healing work.
Perfect. Thanks for the answer.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go up to Maria, and I lost, I know Alan had a question, but we'll go to Maria first. Maria, do you want to unmute yourself, or I'll go ahead and unmute you? Hello? Okay. Hi, Maria. You're unmuted. Where are you?
Hi.
There you are. Awesome. You had a question for Monique?
Yes. Hi, Monique.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's nice to see you.
Me too.
My question. Yeah. Okay. I'm somewhere else. I know that.
So I'm just going to ask you, Maria. Like, let's not even go into the story. Let's just go to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I
question is now what and I'm ready now, so it's whatever they have me do is what I'm asking. What is it that this new thing that they want me to do in the energy, but it's they could guide me through the steps. so I could mm-hmm. see it clearly, because I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Something else mm-hmm. there that I don't know about. I don't see it.
So if you were to take a think about the karmic stories, so we have poverty, violence,
yes.
pain.
Yes.
Okay, so you've experienced all of that.
All of that, yeah.
Okay, so let's just take a look.
I didn't.
Violence. There's violence 4 generations back. And definitely, you know, 14, 12, 13. There's it's been a lot of violence. A lot of that violence has occurred on your mother's side. However, your father's side has experienced it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some karmic stories of violence. Let me just see if we can find where. Historically, there was violence within,
yes.
You know, historically for you, there was violence that was just a part of what was experienced through history. And mm-hmm. so when that happens, then that becomes a part of your karmic story as well. But then there are ancestors in your lineage that experienced violence. And the most impactful experience happened with a grandfather on your mother's father's side. Many generations back, they're not giving me the actual generation, but there was a very violent situation where this ancestor was actually murdered. Okay. And so what happens when that happens is that there becomes a lot of anger on the side of that ancestor. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to be recognized and they wanted to be mourned. But in that time, they weren't allowed to really be buried or, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of mourning that could take place to honor that particular ancestor. And so that ancestor really got caught, you know, and needs some work and some support and some help to be elevated and mm-hmm. to release this story. So some forgiveness work, and you can do simple things like just saying, you know, I forgive you for what you did that contributed to your demise. And we'll ask all the other ancestors to forgive you as well. And so his murder had to do with some things that he actually did and created. And so it impacted his family for many generations. Not that he was, you know, I mean, he got murdered. So we're not going to say it was his responsibility, but there were things that he did that put him in a situation for that to occur. So... Mm-hmm. So some forgiveness work with him, but we can understand why now this cycle of violence has gone down through generations and generations and generations. And that violence comes with a tremendous amount of anger as well. Yeah. And so for you at this point, what would be good is for you to begin to identify in your life where you may be violent to yourself. That mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, harming yourself or anything like that. But what thoughts do you have about yourself? What are you saying to yourself when you are just with you? What are you thinking about yourself? What are you putting in your body? How are you? Are you spending time out in nature and giving yourself time? And, you know, just begin to think of how you're treating yourself. And mm-hmm. that will begin to start to shift some of the things that you're experiencing around the karmic story of violence in your lineage. And
okay.
So that's really what they're looking at for you. For you at this point, what is important is for you to begin to do the healing of this karmic story, the karmic mm-hmm. story of violence, not just for you, but for anyone that's in your lineage, whether you know them or don't know them, you know, in your current generation, future generations. That's where you are now to begin to do this. And what they're sharing with me is that you are a family healer. You are the one that they're calling on to do this work to help the family. That doesn't mean you need to go out and heal your family. That means that you do the work for you and your family benefits. And so oftentimes ancestors will call upon specific family members to be that family healer, to begin to create an opportunity for the healing to take place throughout, forward and backward, you know, through with the ancestors and with the current living members of the family. And so you're being called to do that. And it's a big responsibility, but it's also a very awesome responsibility. It really is. Because you know that you can help take some control about what happens from here on out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they're sharing with me for you.
Thank you. I'll do the work. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Maria. And that's the thing. This is for all of us, you know, to do the work. Mm-hmm. If we're being called to do healing or be in this field at all, it's about us doing the work for ourselves, and it helps everybody else. But that's the responsibility we've taken by starting any journey that we've had with regards to healing, consciousness. We're not responsible, right? In a good way, not in a bad way, not in a heavy way, but yes, we can't just turn a blind eye anymore and say, no, I don't want to do it. You know, we're being called.
Exactly. Doesn't work that way.
Right? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maria. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. So, Alan, I know I muted you before. Hopefully you're there. Alan. Oh, maybe he's gone. Maybe he couldn't stay. I don't see him. Alan, if you're still here, you can unmute yourself. Ah, there you go.
I'm here.
Okay, good. I couldn't find you.
Well, I didn't have a question, but I would like to bring out one now.
Sure.
If this is your first incarnation as a human being, and you only know you have been here once in formless time before the human body was arrived, and you just have to, how can you clear all that lineage for so many million years when such a lot of things just pops up in your third eye and you don't know what it is?
Great question. So, you know what? I'm actually going to. So, even if it's your first incarnation, there are still those in the lineage that you are connected with, obviously, that your blood ancestors that you're connected with, that you share DNA with. So, their stories are your stories. And you don't have to clear stories over millions of years. You just work on clearing the stories that are showing up in your life now. You're clearing the stories that are taking place for you. So if you're seeing these things in your third eye, let's say you're seeing a tremendous amount of violence, because we've talked about that a little bit. You're seeing violence, whether it's violence that's being inflicted upon you or your family members, or violence that you see in the world. If you're feeling a connection or a response to this violence that is triggering something in you, more than likely there is some violence in your lineage. There's some karmic stories of violence in your lineage. So you can begin to then work with those karmic stories in your lineage, clear those karmic stories, which then in turn helps you to create a blessing on people who are in your family and who are outside of your family, who are in the world that may be experiencing violence. So your incarnation and the number of incarnations that you have doesn't necessarily play a part in you actually doing the clearing of these ancestral stories that are taking place that are embedded in your DNA. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good.
I think you got a lot of big words. I have to watch a replay again to get it all in touch.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely go back and watch it again. But what it comes down to is, even if it's your first life, you were born through parents, right? And those parents have their parents and so on and so forth. So
yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so it's the DNA coming forward from all of the past ancestors is what we're talking about here.
That's why I have such a big burden on my shoulders. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for asking the question. And thank you for taking this on.
Yeah, thank you, yes. Alan.
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening.
Awesome. Yeah, it's late for you there too. All right, anybody? I think there was somebody else here who had a question. Let me see if I can find it in the chat. I think it was Sunny. Sunny says, what if my ancestors experienced serious worthiness issues and I'm somehow influenced by that now? How can I clear the influence and clear that period?
Yes. Okay. So one of the first steps, is to do forgiveness work. And we'll talk about that a little bit in the special package that we have for you. But forgiveness work is really important. It's forgiving the ancestors for the mistakes that they may have made, forgiving the ancestors for anything that they may have done that created any of the karmic stories that they experienced. It is you forgiving them, but them forgiving themselves and forgiving each other. So there's certain words and certain things that we can do to create this level of forgiveness. And that would be one of the first steps for you to begin to shift that energy and to clear any stories of unworthiness, of lack, of feeling like they weren't important. And we didn't talk about some of the names of the nine karmic stories, but you know, one of the things that I find that if there's some lack of worthiness, there was probably karmic stories of betrayal, possibly abandonment, maybe some karmic stories of abuse that took place. So we begin to offer forgiveness for all of those karmic stories so that your ancestors can begin to heal. And then in turn, that will help you feel more worthy as well. And, you know, I also, I'm also getting a sense that you're being called to be that family healer as well. And I want to really just quickly touch on that because I don't want people to think, well, if I'm not being called to be the family healer, then this won't work for me. That is not true. What happens is you're doing the work. It's helping other people in your lineage. But there are some people that are identified in the family as really needing to start this work, and they're being called and pulled to do this work so that they can begin the healing for their families on a much deeper level. So all of us have it. All of us can do this work. There just are some people within a family lineage that are really being called forward by the ancestors in a big way to get it going and get it started now and begin to do this work now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Anybody else have any questions that are coming up about your personal ancestors, your personal journey, your personal wounds that may be coming up for you guys today that you might think, hey, maybe this is an ancestral clearing thing? I was just thinking for myself too, you know, it's like I remember my aunt told me, or somebody told me a story about my grandfather who, you know, until my mom was in the house and before she got married, he had so much money, you know, like it was like flowing from the cupboards. It was like cash. They didn't have a bank, right? So it was cash. It was everywhere. And then my mother got married to my father, left that house, and then all the money dried up.
Wow.
Right? So, okay. You know, in Indian mythology, you know, a daughter is like Lakshmi, right? The goddess Lakshmi. And so she was the Lakshmi of the family, and then she left. So it's like the Lakshmi left, the goddess of prosperity and all that stuff left their house.
Wow. Okay. That's a really interesting one because her karmic story, because, you know, we've talked about the karmic stories that can be impacting us and blocking us, but her karmic story is one of prosperity.
She doesn't have money. She worked so hard. Oh my God. She's always worked so hard. Always had enough. Never a lot.
And her story is of prosperity, but it's also of loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a karmic story of loss that's taking place in there.
Mm-hmm. So she was good for my dad.
Pardon?
She was good for my dad.
Right, exactly. There's also it's interesting. There's also some shame that I sense is coming up in grief.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me just share real quickly the 9 karmic stories. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to look at them because I forget. But a betrayal, abandonment, abuse, poverty, shame, violence, addiction, illness, and grief are all the karmic stories that play out in our lives. So I'm sensing that there was an element of grief that took place as far as your mom leaving, the money not being there anymore. So there's some grief that's there, but I'm sensing that that grief story for your family goes back further than that. So there was something around maybe some war or feuding or something that took place,
mm-hmm,
where there was some loss.
I have no idea.
You have a grandmother 4 generations back on your mother's side who is saying to me that she is extremely proud and that you're doing some of the things that she never thought would be possible, but would love to have been a part of.
Aww.
And so there's her, and then there's 3 other like aunties somewhere along there, mm-hmm, that are all like, they all actually attend your show. They call.
Wow, nice.
And they listen and they're a part of the show, and they just feel so at peace, and it's where that's the healing that you're giving them, is that peace of being able to be a part of it. And so they just want you to know that if at any time you feel like you need additional support, or if you're feeling like things are not working really well, they're actually waiting for you to just say, come on in and help me.
Okay. Yeah. I will. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had a few challenges. I wish I would have known.
Yes. I mean, it's really, they have this real beautiful energy for you. They have a deep, deep love and a connection to you. Yeah.
Yay. Really, thank you. Good. Yeah, yay. Awesome. Thank you. So, you know, I gave very little information, you know, said very little, and look at what Dr. Monique was able to bring up. Right. So it's amazing how it is true that our ancestors, you know, are around. Well, they're always around, but they're willing to help. They're offering their help. So it's up to us to ask for it now, right?
Yes.
So there's a question here. So Leslie, there should be something here that says click on participants, and then it should say raise hand. But she wants to ask a question. She wants to raise her hand. Leslie, let me see if I can. Oh, there you are. Hello. Yeah, you did it. And I'll go ahead and unmute you. Or maybe you can unmute yourself. Because I can't unmute you. Can you unmute yourself, Leslie? Yes, awesome. Hi. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes, hi, we can hear you.
Hello. Thanks so much, Monique. This is great. Thanks, Alara, too. This mm-hmm. is really helpful. I would like to ask if there, what Monique sees in my lineage regarding confidence, and what blocks there seem to be to that in a current job search.
There are a number of women in your family that confidence was not there. 5 generations back, father's side, mother's grandmother's side, there were multiple situations where women weren't honored and were not valued. They weren't harmed, but their opinions, their ideas were not listened to. And the women in that side of your family were brilliant. And that intimidated men, particularly the men in the family. So the men in the family made decisions that weren't necessarily the best decisions. And so as a result, there were losses that took place. There were things that happened that weren't beneficial to the family, but the women weren't valued. And instead of the women being able to realize that they had value on their own, which would have been really difficult, they lacked confidence. And so that's where some of the issues around confidence, that's one area where that comes up. There's karmic stories of shame and abuse. Shame, abuse, and betrayal are sort of the three karmic stories that are showing up in your lineage as a result of women not being valued and honored and respected for their level of intelligence. But you do come from a lineage of very brilliant women. Very, very brilliant women who...
So obviously with confidence, right?
Yeah, yeah. Who basically, if freed of these karmic stories, would be able to do some pretty amazing things, including you.
Thank you.
Still there? Yeah.
How did that help? Did that help, Leslie?
It completely, the whole thing about confidence completely makes sense.
Good. And, good. So call on them to, you know, in those moments when you're feeling less than confident, call on them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, absolutely. Good. Sorry, I muted myself instead of you, Leslie, by accident. Hold on, I'm going to mute you. All right, so Linnell, did you have anything you'd like to add or ask? You've been very contributive in the chat, so I thought I'd, you know, give you a chance to come on if you had a, if you'd like to ask something or...
Great, you're doing absolutely wonderful. I agree with everything you're saying.
Thank you. Yes. I know I'm seeing your thumbs and I'm seeing your... Thank you.
Definitely
thank
agreeing.
You for that acknowledgement.
Yeah, all thank about, you. And I didn't... I'm getting... some messages, and that's why I typed them in, that I'm just nice. I'm just a vessel.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you, Linnell.
Thank you for being here.
Good. All right, so let's talk about the package, and then after that, if there's any more questions, we can take a few more questions, okay? So for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E. And so Monique, you know, Monique was supposed to be on back in April, but there was, you know, she had an issue, not an issue. How do you call that? A healing crisis?
Yes. Yes. A healing crisis with my eye.
Yeah, exactly. And couldn't make it on. So don't look at the dates that are on this page.
Yes. Don't.
So let me just bring up the page. Give me 1 second there, Monique. Let me just, I'm going to share the screen. Share. See. All right, here we go. Oops. Oh, hold on. Let's do it another way. 1 second. So yes, you can go ahead and talk about the package, and I'll open it up onto a new page or new something.
It's like, okay, it's all that messy. Sounds good. Yep, not a problem. Okay, so what we're offering to you is a 1 month membership in the Ancestor Wisdom School, and we'll be focusing on poverty and the clearing of the ancestral story of poverty in our June session. And the June session includes 2 ancestral story clearing workshops where you have an opportunity to get your questions answered, and we do some clearing with your specific ancestors. So everyone on the call I stay on the call long enough for anyone who has a question, who wants some clearing done, to receive the clearing on the call. And so we stay on, you ask your questions, I do some forgiveness meditation, some healing work while we're on the call. All of the calls are recorded. If you can't attend a live session, you don't have to. You can actually send your information in advance. I answer the question, I do the healing on the call. You can go back and listen to the replay. It's just as powerful as if you were in the room on the call the day and the time that we actually did the original healing. So you'll get two sessions like that. The first session is on the second Thursday of the month, and the second session is on the fourth Tuesday of the month. So you'll be able to experience two sessions with me in that month, in June. And then I also am offering you the Honoring the Ancestors ebook. So you'll be able to learn how to create the altar that we talked about. I mentioned it several times, but you'll be able to create your altar, and it'll give you lots of information about offerings, what to put on your altar, who to include on your altar, how to go about creating your altar. And then I'll also provide the ancestral forgiveness prayer and meditation. And we've talked a lot about that, where I've said you really want to start with doing some of the forgiveness work. Well, you'll have an opportunity to have an audio MP3 recording of the ancestral forgiveness meditation and prayer to help you get started with forgiving the ancestors for anything that may have occurred that created the poverty story within your lineage. And then I have a private Facebook group where you can pop in, and from time to time I'll pop in and do, you know, Facebook Live, answer questions. If you submit a question there, I'll make sure that I answer the question. And so you'll get all of that, a 1 month program where you get an opportunity to really experience the ancestors, working with the ancestors, being a part of the Ancestral Wisdom School for a month. And that package is $147. And the bonus there, you'll notice the bonus says that I'll give you the month of May. Well, because we had to push this back a little bit, I'm gonna offer you something a little different. If you sign up within the next 48 hours, I will honor this particular package and give you the month of June and July. So awesome. You'll get a chance to have June and July instead of May. Now, if you decide that you want the information for May, I'll be more than happy. We did abuse in May. I'll give you the recordings if you just send me a message and say, I've signed up for June. I know I'll be in July. Can I have the recordings on abuse from May? And I'll be more than happy to send those to you. Ooh, so that's nice. Package A. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's awesome. Package A. And then package B is everything that's included in package A, but package B gives you more of a opportunity to work one-on-one with me to clear stories from your lineage. So we pick a story that you want to clear. You have two private ancestral story clearing sessions with me by phone, where we do a total assessment of which of the karmic stories is showing up in your life and creating the major challenges in your life right now, and we clear those stories. And so each of those sessions is, like I said, they're 45 minutes. So you'll get a recording of each session so you can go back and replay them over and over and over. And you'll get a 3-month membership in the Ancestral Wisdom School. So you'll get the entire prosperity program of the Ancestor Wisdom School, which is June is poverty, and let's see, July is shame, and August is violence. And all three of those karmic stories contribute to the experiencing of poverty and lack and the lack of abundance in our lives. And so you'll have an opportunity to be a part of the Ancestor Wisdom School for those 3 months. And in those 3 months, you'll have two sessions per month, group sessions per month, that you'll be able to participate in. So that's the full package. You'll get the private Facebook group, you'll get the ancestral story forgiveness prayer, you'll get the altar book, you'll get all of those things. And so you'll be a part of that program. That program, the cost for that, if I remember correctly here, the cost for that is $357 for that program.
Mm-hmm. And there's a 48-hour fast action bonus for this one too?
Yes. Yep, the 48-hour fast action bonus. So we'll shift that a little bit because you're already getting June, July, and August with that program. So in September, we're going to be working on addiction. I'll throw in September for you with that program.
Awesome.
So you'll actually get 4 months.
Yay. And do you have like a two-month payment plan or is it all one upfront?
It's all one upfront, but if you want a two-month payment plan, send me a message. And we'll work it out.
Awesome. Yeah.
Just send me a message and say, hey, I need to be on a payment plan and we'll work out something for you.
Awesome. Great. Cool. So so take a look at that. It's available at alara.at/show/Monique. And like I said, disregard the dates. Disregard the dates. And do remember the 48-hour bonus. As well as if you also send Monique a message, she'll also throw in the abuse group clearings as well.
Yes.
So there's a lot there. So go back and listen to this again. But if you know if this is resonating with you, if you're wanting to clear your ancestral stories that are in your DNA that have been passed down, and that may be affecting you because you're not able to move forward, you're not able to have the opportunities that you'd like, or they're not coming to you, or they're not staying with you, if you're experiencing lack, if you're experiencing poverty or lack of self-confidence, or anything like that, talk to Monique and see which of those stories she can clear for you, okay?
Yes.
All right, awesome. All right, so, wow, that was interesting. So that'll be... And the two-part payment plans are available if you require it, so please just message Monique for that too, okay? Just making sure I covered everything that we talked about.
Yes.
Awesome. So
yeah, really fun. So you become a part of the Ancestor Wisdom School, which is a beautiful community of people who are all coming together to heal some of these stories. So what's really beautiful on the group calls is that we're working with different people, different ancestors, and they're providing different spiritual practices, different techniques, different things that can be done to clear this story. You can try any of those because even if a person is being guided by their ancestors to do something, doesn't mean that you can't go ahead and try it and do it and have some similar experiences. You know, I have one client who's in Hawaii and the ancestors are always guiding him to go to the beach, do some clearings, do some healings in the water. And if you live near a beach, go, you know, go bathe in the beach, heal on the beach, heal in the water. So they'll give all kinds
Brenda.
Of really beautiful practices. And that's the power of the group program, is that you really get to experience different practices and different ways of releasing these karmic stories.
Awesome. Thank you. And so Renetta, how did you miss it all? What happened? We were talking about it too. Anyways, if you'd like to ask a question, Renetta, you can. If you're still here, there you are. She's going to say, did you want to ask a question, Renetta?
No.
Ah, okay. Brenda, did you have a question? No, she's good. She's the one that, you know, she can go and heal on the beach.
Yes. Go, go, go.
Go. Enjoy.
Yes, salt water is powerful.
I do that. And I include I do my spiritual family with that when I go. You all go with me.
Yay.
Nice.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I do. That's actually something it's always been there, you know, bring in my whole spiritual family, you know, everybody that's teaching me, we all go.
Well, yep. I see something that says welcome beach or something like that on the wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Relax. Yep. Yeah.
Well, if you have an altar, the other thing that's really great is to bring a little bit of the sea salt back and put it on the altar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Very cleansing.
I have a daughter that brings the sea salt back, but I haven't done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bring a little bit of that water into the home.
Okay. We'll do. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here.
Oh yes. Thank you. Oh, it's been amazing. I've learned a lot.
Thank you, Brenda.
I know one of the things that's it seems like like the gentleman that said he's gonna have to go back and listen to it, and I understand that because there's things that resonate and it's like, oh yeah, and then you forget everything else that's being said. So it's like, yeah, I definitely gotta go back and listen to this because it's definitely hitting deep. Yeah, so thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, because sometimes there's like so much information or wisdom that's shared, you know, that you kind of forget some of the other stuff that was said. So definitely, because a lot of key information, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, reaching out to your ancestors, knowing that just because, you know, and this is for me too, just because they're not here now does not mean that they can't still assist you with whatever it is that you're going through, right? They can still support. And yeah, yes, I think Linnell wrote somewhere in there in the chat, you know, ask for the highest energy, highest vibration member to come forward, right? Because we don't know who they are necessarily, right? So definitely ask for that. And at the same time, you know, come from a loving space in your heart. Don't come from ego. Don't come from your mind. Don't come from, oh, I need to get this answer. I need to do this. No, come from a place of, you know, respect and honoring and, you know, just love, you know, these are
a relationship.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
A relationship.
Yeah. And so start talking to them and just acknowledging them. You know, I always wondered, you know, cause like we have an altar for, all the goddesses and gods and goddesses. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, I've been experiencing this all my life. And so like when there's certain holidays and festivals, my mom puts food there first, you know, as an offering. Yeah. And then we eat it.
right.
After that, we leave it there for a little while and then we eat it. Right. But it's an offering for them, to acknowledge them, you know, and thank them in advance for their support and thank them in advance just for being right.
Right.
It's not necessarily, I'm going to give you this, so you have to do this for me. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's like, how would you be with a friend, right?
The best relationship that you have, think about the most loving and kind and the most connected relationship that you have, and then build your relationship with your ancestors in that same way. So if you're connected to someone and it's a sharing and a love and a support and you really like that relationship with that person, then that's the kind of relationship you want to create with your ancestors. Mm-hmm. That's the relationship that you absolutely can create with them. And it's not only about what they can do for you, but it's about how you can just communicate with each other. And the more you do that, and the, like you said, the more you come from that place, the better experience you'll have. And the more amazing your relationship with them will be.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that goes for all relationships, not just ancestors, but all of your guides too, all of your friends in this physical world as well,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And I, you know, I love the connections that I have with, I of course, am connected to ancestors that I never knew. But the ancestors that I knew that were, you know, living in my lifetime, I love the connections that I have with them and the relationships that I've established with them. And I often don't go to them just to ask a question. I often go just to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on in the spirit world today?
Right, exactly.
What's happening today? You know, what's being experienced? And, you know, and it's such a beautiful relationship.
Yeah.
Lots of comfort and support.
And so I love this question that Moni's asking, and it's like, yes, I like it. And she said, and that's okay for the ancestors when they've incarnated again. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because not all of
them
incarnate.
The spirit of the ancestor will already be there.
Yeah.
The spirit of the ancestors will always be there. Souls reincarnate. The spirit will always be a part of your ancestral lineage. It will always be a connection to you. So yes.
And that's a whole other ball of wax.
Absolutely.
Because anyway, I'm not gonna go there.
So I'm not opening that one up yet, huh?
Right? I think I'm not going there today.
That's another call.
That's another whole series. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, don't even think about. I mean, you can think about that if you want, but you're looking at your relationship with them, not the physical person that's here right now. You're right. Thinking when you know when you're thinking about your ancestors, you're thinking about your relationship with them through the DNA. Okay. And so it's not the personality per se. Okay.
No, absolutely not.
It's the spirit. It's the soul. It's their energy and their essence.
Mm-hmm. Spirit, energy, and essence. I like that. Yes.
Good question. All right. So is there a message that your ancestors your ancestors who are supporting you today on this call, do they have a message for all of us?
So the biggest message that they always share is that there's wisdom in your roots, and that you have access to this wisdom 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that you don't have to feel like you have to leave this life alone, that there are physical beings and there are non-physical beings that are constantly supporting you and guiding you. And by making these connections and having these relationships, these blocks, these challenges, these struggles that you're experiencing can absolutely be reduced and will be easier to handle. And you'll be able to create a greater level of happiness in your life by realizing that there are people and spiritual beings outside of yourself that are here to support you and guide you. And this ancestral clearing work is a great step to get started.
That's beautiful. And doesn't that just make you feel just so yummy? I couldn't think of a better word. So it just yummy and so supported and so comforted, knowing that you really are not alone, right? No. And that you are always supported. Like, you know, I always talk about this. You're always supported by your source, by spirit, by your guides, your team, and including your ancestors, absolutely. You know.
Yes.
And they would love to support you more. That's the message that I'm getting, that they all would love to support you even more. And it's up to us to be willing to receive that support. All right. You know, they're saying to me, you need to be willing to receive that support. Got it.
Well, and it's interesting because we, you know, of course I do a lot of work with spirit guides, angels, you know, as well. But most people don't necessarily connect with that ancestral energy. They don't necessarily see the value in it. And there is tremendous value in it. And I think that's another part of what they're bringing forward is include us on your team.
Right. Yes. Don't I love that.
Us, yeah. Include us on your team. And don't worry about whether or not you knew us or didn't know us. You're not worried about whether or not you knew your spirit guides. Don't worry about whether or not you knew us. Right. Bring us forward and let us be a part of your life.
I love that. That is so, yeah. And I'm just feeling the love right now, just from, you know, whether they're my ancestors or your ancestors or collective ancestors. I'm just feeling that love right now that they're wanting to share with all of us to really let us know, wow, that's all they want. Wow, I've got tears now. That's all they want, is to support us and to let us know how loved we truly are.
It's their job in the spirit world. It's their contract. It's what they're there to do, is to provide support and guidance and wisdom to us. And by us calling them forward, we're giving them the opportunity to do that. We're giving them the gift of doing that for us. And when we don't call them forward, when we don't honor and welcome them, then they don't get the opportunity to express that.
Yeah. And that's such a healing for them. Just us connecting with them is such a healing for them as well, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
You know, I'm like sweating buckets now all of a sudden. I've got tears, you know, I'm like choked up, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I always have so much fun talking with you, Monique, but today it's been extra special. It's
thank you.
It's like the ancestors just really are like knocking on the door saying, let us in a good way.
They are.
You know, let us in. Let us into your heart is what I'm getting. Let us into your heart and let us have that connection. Let us have that. I'm getting the image, of the cat door, the doggy door, going in and out,
Let us in.
Right? It's, my goodness. It's like, so.
I want to share one quick thing if I can before we, one of the other things that I also encourage you to do is if there's ancestors in history that inspire you, if you want to write a book and there's someone in history that is now in the ancestral world that wrote a book, connect with that ancestor because they want to connect with you as well. And if you feel a certain connection, I have a client that feels a real connection to Harriet Tubman. And she has some of the same physical characteristics of Harriet Tubman, some of the same disabilities or inabilities, I guess you would say, that Harriet Tubman had, and also some of the strength, and she's leading people in some of the same way. So she has an altar, that's dedicated to Harriet Tubman to come forward and support her and help her. So that's another part of the ancestral work as well that we didn't get a chance to talk about, but I just wanted to throw that in. Historical ancestors can be just as powerful for you as your own family of ancestors, as your blood relatives can be.
So anyone who has passed on, anyone who has passed on is basically in the ancestral world.
Yes.
And we can tap into them. We can connect with them. We can ask for help and support as well. So not just our blood DNA ancestors.
Yes.
Because, let's face it, in the whole grand scheme of things, we're all one, right? We're all connected.
Related anyway.
Right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That was wonderful. Yeah, good point. I'm glad you mentioned that because, you can tune in and connect with Steve Jobs if you want, or Maya Angelou, or,
if you're Napoleon. Building a company and you know that there was someone that built a company that inspires you that's in the ancestral world, bring them forward. Ask for guidance and support. Ask them to open doors that seem to be closed.
Ask, mm-hmm. and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's true. It is so true.
Offer something to them. Invite them to the altar and then do an offering for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that they haven't been forgotten, that their wisdom is respected and honored and appreciated.
Yes. Yeah. Acknowledge them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. That was wonderful. All right. Anybody else have any last questions? Definitely you want to go back and listen to this again or watch this again so that you can get more of the, tips and suggestions and information. This is awesome. And take a look at the package that Dr. Monique has available for you right now. Don't look at the dates. But if you have questions about that, just go back and listen to this because we talked about all that stuff. And if you have questions about it, please email or connect with Monique.
Yes.
I don't have to know the one who did the business. Just ask. Yeah, you don't have to know the one who did the business. Just ask.
You don't need to know.
Yep. Yeah. And you don't need to know what type of business, really, right?
No.
Keep it, general. Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason why I share the stories that the ancestors are sharing is to just give you a general idea of where the story began, but the key is in the healing. So I just give you the stories. You get a little bit of the information. The ancestors like to share their stories. So if you think of elders in your family who like to tell stories, the ancestors like to share their stories too. They share their stories. And then the idea is once that story is shared, then we begin to clear the story. We don't have to keep rehashing and going over the story over and over and over.
Yeah. And don't make the story significant, It's just a story.
Yes.
And, you can heal it and create a new story, write a new story.
Absolutely.
One that's
the whole idea.
Renette is laughing because I talk about this all the time. I always tell her to stop with the story.
Yep, we hear the story, then we recreate the story.
Yeah, a story that empowers us.
In a way that empowers. Yep, there we go.
Yep. Awesome. You know, it's
time travel at its best.
Yeah, yes. Right? Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just the thought of that time travel. Wow. Yes. All right. So thank you, everyone, for your comments and questions and feedback. I love it. Brilliant conversation today with Dr. Monique and the ancestors. So, and thank you, you know, the ancestors for coming forward and mm-hmm. and creating this beautiful space for us too. And it was a healing space, to be honest, because I feel much more inspired, much more connected much to my ancestors and to the ancestral world, knowing that they are here to support us, to love us, to contribute to us. And are we willing to receive? Yes. All right. So thank you so much, Monique. So
thank
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me and welcoming me. This has been absolutely amazing. I always love connecting with you, talking to you, and your show is just, it's amazing. It's incredible. So thank you for including me.
Absolutely. So much fun. And you know, there's always so much more for us to talk about. Yes. So you'll have to come back on again so that we can talk some more.
I would love to.
Awesome. And thank you everyone so much. Go back and watch or listen to this. I'll have the replay out a little bit later today, but go back and watch it again, listen to it again, take notes, take a look at the package that Monique has for us. Disregard the dates. Yes. And if you have any questions about it, you know, contact us. So thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.